Globally, people have worked towards achieving gender equality for centuries, whereas India considers this effort as a natural evolution of its democratic legal system. Since its adoption in 1950, the Constitution of India has sought to incorporate values fostering gender equality. It has always been intended as a powerful instrument which restructures the socio-economic and legal spheres of the country through implementing policy changes, interpreting laws, and developing cultural norms. In this article, we will provide details of the evolution of gender equality law in India within the context of constitutional guarantees of equality and their outcomes and challenges today with strategies to achieve true social inclusion. Historical context of gender equality law in India. Pre-independence era, Indian society was primarily based on rigid traditional social structures and cultural norms until the country obtained independence. The observance of religion along with customs in vogue framed many gender relations where women were placed in subordinate positions. Practices like child marriage along with providing limited educational opportunities to girls, which restrained women to being housewives, were prevalent social norms. Transition post-independence, the fight for freedom was not only to achieve independence from colonizers but to broaden it to social reforms that would benefit all the citizens of the country. After being proclaimed as a sovereign nation in 1947, India took the first steps as a newly founded nation to set up a society that had equal rights and justice. The framers of the Indian Constitution advocated on behalf of a country that provided complete opportunities and equal discrimination to every citizen of the country, regardless of their gender. By incorporating clauses that sought the abolishment of all harmful practices, the Constitution builders were able to allow for women's empowerment. Gradual acceptance of modern thinking towards the relations of gender and the institutions of society took its major leap during this period. The Indian Constitution and Gender Equality. Foundational principles of equality. Indian Constitution states that all individuals will be treated the same when they come in contact with the law. The framework of the Constitution lays down the basic premise of legal gender equality for Indian women through its fundamental provisions. These rights enshrined in the Constitution, along with the preamble, aim to form a society devoid of discrimination and clearly speak of liberty, sanity, justice, and equality. Key constitutional provisions. Article 14, Equality Before the Law. India's constitution provides in Article 14 that every citizen must be treated equally under the law, which is discrimination-free. The application of this article in the courts of law has permitted Indian society to challenge practices that create inequalities based on gender. The root of all evil in women's discrimination has its legal justification in Article 14 because it provides for equal protection of all persons under the law. Article 15, Prohibition of Discrimination. Articles 14 and 15 relate to one another, whereby the latter serves as a supplement to the former, as it defines equality and also provides for prohibition against discrimination on the basis of religion, race, caste, sex, and even place of birth. The inclusion of sex as a protected ground for discrimination proves to be significant in the suppression of women discrimination. As a result, the provisions have continuously been used in various court litigations as women try to protect themselves from policies that unscrupulously and unfavorably target them, making the provision legally relevant for gender equity. Article 16, Equality of Opportunity in Public Employment. Article 16 provides for non-discrimination in access to any occupation or employment for any citizen on grounds of religion, race, caste, sex, and so on. The policy has proven particularly effective in addressing the gap in the representation of women in the civil service and other public offices. Of this provision, they founded judicial interpretations and legislative impact. The judicial interpretation gives life to these written rules in the Constitution as in Articles 14, 15, and 16. The Supreme Court of India has over the years actively reinterpreted these articles to actively ensure that gender inequalities are promoted and men and women equally participate on all fronts. With these exceptional court rulings, women benefited from the established women rights laws, and in doing so, significant legal progress was accomplished. Judgments about discrimination at the workplace, appraisal of the sexual harassment claims, and non-equal payment practices all adjust the active parts of the Constitution to the existing reality of society. There are emerging attempts of gender imbalances correction associated with the elaborations of the interpreting constitutional articles which resulted in various laws. New provisions on domestic violence and sexual harassment at the workplace and other gender-sensitive provisions resulted from deeper constitutional principles underlying legal construction. The Constitution ensures provisions for legal equality and simultaneously sets the stage for further changes. Contemporary impact of constitutional provisions on gender equality. Online legal advice from Insaf 99. Global comparisons and the unique Indian experience. Amongst the many nations, India is amongst those nations which have a distinct way of treating gender equality within the boundaries of its constitution. The Constitution of India prohibits several grounds on the basis of which discrimination is not allowed, and this covers gender issues. Challenges and limitations. Implementation gaps. The problem is with the traditional way of life trying to deal with such a modern provision. It is the gap between the law and policy and deed. Rural parts of India are problematic for the enforcement of these constitutional guarantees because implementation is not consistent. Often socio-cultural practices and sheer rigidity of politics through its bureaucracy make it impossible to put some of the laws into operation. Cultural and social barriers. Another barrier to gender equality, which is cultural resistance of which the complete use of gender equality is not fully achieved. Now we are being modernized by the same patterns as the previous generations and traditional male-dominated ways of thinking. There are still many communities that resist a change in the traditional gender norms, even if they are elsewhere. Our constitution talks about gender equality, and it too needs to trickle down and is to be accepted in the practice of society, which is always happening over generations and breaking some cultural precedents. Legal and institutional hurdles. Even with the legal system, there are some institutional hurdles that are inhibiting progress. The legal process that safeguards constitutional rights moves with a snail's pace. Individual citizens deemed to suffer because of delay and prolonged legal procedure. Long legal proceedings and insufficient legal professionals who understand gender sensitivity both make victims of gender discrimination struggle to get adequate remedies. Conclusion. Ever since the Indian Constitution came into existence, it has been an influential tool with absolute fundamental values to protect it against discrimination and to provide its citizens with a conducive atmosphere for the course of their lives. Over the decades, for breaking norms and, therefore, the legal and social change initiatives taken are Articles 14, 15 and 16 of the law. Although women's status has improved tremendously, especially in terms of educational levels, work opportunities and governmental offices, residual barriers due to execution differences and social impediments, official prohibitions retard further improvement. Complete gender equality would require a joint government, judiciary and civil society and community determination. By restructuring some of the policies, India will be able to change its constitutional mission of equality with the help of better enforcement systems and through public education. Frequently asked questions. Q1. What does the Indian Constitution say about gender equality? Ans. The Constitution promotes gender equality as a fundamental right, explicitly forbidding discrimination on the basis of sex. It lays the legal groundwork for ensuring that women and men receive equal opportunities in all spheres of life, including education, employment, and political participation. Q2. What is Article 14 in the context of gender equality? Ans, Article 14 reads, every person is equal before the law and entitled to equal protection of the law without discrimination. Thus, gender equality requires that the laws should be imposed equally, i.e. not discriminate with another, family on the grounds of sex, or any other ground, and so forms an important pillar for gender equality. Q3. What is the concept of equality in the Constitution of India? Ans, the Constitution assumes that all persons are equal by nature, as free and equal possessors of inalienable individual rights, and therefore, by definition, all citizens are entitled to the same legal rights and opportunities. It emphasizes fairness, non-discrimination and equal protection, and in everything it does, guaranteeing equal treatment to everyone with the right to live with dignity and make progress where none exists with no discrimination.